It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Well, good Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Football polls are out today, and we have some moving and some shaking, especially at the 5A level. Let's get right to it. At the 5A level, Eagle comes in at number one. They overtake Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene drops to number two with the thrashing at the hands of Skyline. Number three is Highland. Number four, Capital. And Madison comes in at number five. Other teams receiving votes in the 5A, Lake City and Mountain View. Coeur d'Alene and Highland get together this Friday, and that will be a great game, and that especially to see if Coeur d'Alene can bounce back after that thrashing they took at the hands of Skyline. And Highland wants to prove, hey, we're better than Coeur d'Alene. We're a better football program. We can take them no problem. So the game of the week, in my opinion, will be Highland playing Coeur d'Alene. In fact, there's a poll question on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. The question posed to you, the listener, is, can Coeur d'Alene bounce back and beat Highland this week? Go check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. And now we go down to the 4A level. Not much of a change there. Blackfoot is number one still. Bishop Kelly number two. Middleton at three. Pocatello four. And Minico and Skyview are tied for the fifth spot. Others receiving votes at the 4A level, Bonneville and Emmett. Heading down to the 3A's, not a whole lot of change here as well. Fruitland at number one. Shelley slides in at two. Gooding is three. Sugar Salem four. And Teton five. The defending 3A champion Snake River completely out of the 3A polls after losing three straight. Other schools receiving votes. Only one is American Falls. Of course, the Beavers lost their first game of the year last week. There's a big shakeup at the 2A level with Grangeville going down to McCall last week. Firth is the new number one team in the Class 2A level. Declop comes in at number 2, Grangeville 3, Marsing 4, and McCall Donnelly comes in at number 5. They are undefeated this year at 3-0. Others receiving votes, Salmon, Soda Springs, and Nampa Christian. So with the big McCall Donnelly win over Grangeville last week, 2A class is much different. Firth at number 1, Declop number 2. And let the argument begin. Should Firth be number 1 or should Declop be number 1? That's another question on our Facebook page. Who should be number 1 at the 2A level? Should it be Firth? Or should it be Declo? Just log on to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. Down to the 1A Division 1 level. Not much of a shakeup here at all. Hagerman number 1, Kamei 2, Butte County 3, Grace 4, and Potlatch rounds out the top 5. Other schools receiving votes, Troy, Greenleaf, Friends Academy, the only two schools. 1A Division 2 level, it's Dietrich at number 1, Lighthouse Christian, the defending champs, number 2, Garden Valley 3, Cary 4, and Kendrick 5. Other schools receiving votes, Salmon River, Castleford, Clark Fork, and Wilder. Coming up this Friday night on IdahoSports.com, we have lots of football for you. Let's go over the Friday night schedule for you really quick here. Boise is at Rocky Mountain. Burley taking on Canyon Ridge, Capital at Timberline, Glens Ferry at Oakley, Meridian taking on the new 5A number 1 Eagle, Minico versus Idaho Falls, Parma at Fruitland, Shelley versus Jerome, Skyline versus Twin Falls, and Valley View is at Centennial. Good lineup of football on IdahoSports.com this Friday night. Don't forget the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show begins 10:35 p.m. this Friday night. Paul Kingsbury and I are your hosts for the show, and we are building a large listener base for this show. Let me tell you, our listener base grows every week, and thank you for all the kind comments regarding the show. It's a lot of fun to do. And it's the best high school football wrap-up show you're going to find in the state of Idaho. That'll do it for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed the football-heavy podcast. Have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk with you Thursday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.